I'm Shalane Smith Needham. You are listening to Utah Public Radio. Joining me is Brandon Summers, Program Coordinator for Utah State University Extension's 4-H Mentoring Program, working with at-risk youth. Thanks so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks so much, Shalane. I appreciate you guys having me on.
And let's start out talking first about the 4-H Mentoring Program, what it is, and how this program differs from the traditional 4-H programs.
So the 4-H mentoring program actually began in 1994 out in Iron County just in response to increases in juvenile delinquency, and they piloted the mentoring program there, and it actually was a pilot program for 4-H here in Utah and then was rolled out throughout the United States. So Utah is actually the model program for mentoring, and it's expanded since then throughout the state of Utah into different counties. And so I work in Utah County, and our program works with youth that are considered more at risk. And so we match them up with a volunteer mentor, and the mentor acts as a role model and guide and friend, kind of like a big brother, big sister to them, and establishes that relationship, and just so they can be that role model and that example to them. And so our mentoring program in Utah County has been around for the last 20 years and has been a great model program nationally for 4-H.
Well, you were recently awarded two grants by the United States Department of Justice's Office of Justice and Juvenile Delinquency Prevention. Tell us a little bit about each grant and how the 4-H Mentoring Program will utilize this funding to reach out to youth and families.
We were thrilled to find out that we were awarded both of these grants to continue our services, not only in Utah County, but one of these two grants will be statewide. We'll work in Utah County, Duchesne County, and Iron County to reach approximately 500 youth. And the other grant will also increase our services to reach youth in Utah County and Duchesne County. And so we're really excited about that. These grant awards were actually only awarded to a handful of programs across the country, specifically mentoring programs that are working with at-risk youth more on the prevention side of helping to prevent youth from falling into substance use and opioid use. Of course, there's the opioid crisis, and so our goal with these grants is to work with youth that are considered more at risk of falling into association that might lead them to substance use or opioid use. And so our goal is to place a mentor in the home to help the families and the youth to avoid that, and that's going to be the overall goal of the grant.
Your website is utahcounty4h.org. What would you say to families to encourage them to get involved?
The program is free enrollment to any families in the counties I mentioned, Utah, Duchesne, or Iron County. We work specifically with kids between the ages of 9 to 15, and we match them with a mentor for a year. We also work a lot with the families. We provide monthly activities for the families. Obviously, with COVID-19 right now, we've had to adjust some of our programming and events, but we're hoping to get those started here soon. And if anyone's ever interested in learning more, they can visit our website at utahcounty4h.org. There's additional information under our youth program, and they can learn more about our programming.
Brandon Summers, Program Coordinator for USU Extension's 4-H Mentoring Program. We appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks, Shalane. We appreciate it.
And join us next week for more from Utah State University's Education Highlight. I'm Shalane Smith Needham.